part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
Casey's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the heavy metal episode 80 and part three.
And this reminds me, John.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier, doing a, what the hell is this from?
This is from The Grinch.
The Grinch, right, The Grinch. Doing a broadcast that you could sync up with The Grinch.
You know, I never got that when you were talking about it, and now I get it.
Oh, you get it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you turned down the audio from the real Grinch.
From the real one, and you listen
and you
to our
us.
Audio.
Oh,
right.
That's genius. And we just gave it away to every other fucking podcaster out there. Good job, asshole.
Well, what we did is we said, okay, Rick, come up with the music. We need to redo the music. And we would come in, record the music, and then put it together. And you would have the option then to take our podcast, download it, and sync it up with The Grinch, but listen to us instead of the original with Boris Karloff.
Oh, that's an undertaking, man.
So maybe we'll do that next year. Maybe we'll have to cut this out in post so nobody steals our idea.
Yeah, no
doubt. Well, even
if
they stole their idea, they couldn't do it till next year anyway. Because by the time you get all the shit together, it's January. You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
John?
But it is December 17th, and that means it's the holidays are right around the corner, Scott.
Right around the corner, John.
And I believe we have a special guest showing up eventually. If
Alfie,
he ever gets his ass
Alfie
here.
The Elf. We're expecting him at any moment,
well,
John.
Well, he's on the run.
He's going to do a special read for us.
He's on the run,
Why?
From what I hear.
Is he Tank Johnson's bodyguard?
You heard about that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the run from the big elf, the big Santa, Big Red.
And Santa was here last week.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like Satan.
Well,
but without the echo.
It is an anagram.
Yes, it is an anagram.
But without the echo. Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Hmm.
I didn't even notice that. I got this story here from the newspaper.
You got a story from
the
newspaper?
Local.
Yeah. Local?
Yeah.
Right here in the
right
good
here.
Old state of Illinois?
Good old state of Illinois.
What is it, John?
A Wheaton High School student is expected to surrender to police on Monday.
Why?
So that'll be like the day after.
Why would he have to surrender to police?
On Monday to charges that he doctored a bottle of salad dressing in the school cafeteria with his own semen in a practical joke that met with disgust, Scott.
What are you saying, John? He put his mayo
what I'm saying.
And then salad dressing?
Yeah, what it's saying here is that an arrest warrant has been issued for this guy, Marco Raphael, of unincorporated DuPage County near Wheaton for attempted aggravated battery and disorderly conduct. He is expected to be booked on as an adult. He's only 17 when he surrenders Monday. He allegedly took a bottle of ranch salad dressing from the juniors and seniors cafeteria on December 6th and went into a restroom, ejaculated into the bottle, and returned it to the condiment cart police said. Officials were told about the incident Tuesday after students who had heard about it came forward. The school contacted police in the DuPage County Health Department.
Well, how did they hear about it?
Did
somebody witness him, or did he tell people?
He's a senior at the West Suburban School, has been appropriately disciplined. The contaminated salad dressing could have been used during the final lunch period, December 6th, and during all five lunch periods on December 7th, before all the dressing containers were routinely sanitized and refilled.
Besides, with spermatozoa?
Yeah. Besides feeling disgusted, some in the school community were left wondering about possible health effects, Scott. Chief on their minds was hepatitis B or C or HIV.
Oh, come on. The guy's 17.
Yeah. Risks are extraordinarily low. The student was tested Wednesday for a variety of infectious diseases. A District 200 official said arrangements were being made for possible further testing, said Melanie Arnold, spokeswoman for the Illinois Department of Health. Even so, the risk is extraordinarily low that any kind of infectious disease could be transmitted through ingestion of this. Like, that hasn't been going on.
Well, here's the thing. Somebody must have witnessed it, because let's say he wanked, right?
Yeah.
In this, and he really did it, but nobody witnessed it. And he tells some people, yeah, I wanked in the salad dressing.
Yeah.
It's mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
And then they tell on him, and then the authorities come, and it's already consumed.
He admitted it.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. Deny.
Right. District, no, I don't know. I was kidding. What are you talking about?
District officials said Castro admitted to tampering with the salad dressing after extensive questioning. He allegedly hoped to watch other students use it.
They must have pulled his balls off
some
to make him
students.
Say that.
Some students thought it was just a rumor. Some laughed. Others said they were embarrassed and disgusted. One girl vowed never to eat cafeteria food again. But she does love the sausage. Anyway, parents of schools who may have eaten the contaminated salad dressing will be told immediately if the student's test results indicate that other students should be tested. That's it.
That's a bunch of crap. It's just a little cum, John. It's just a little
gymnasium.
It's no big deal. Here's the real big deal is you read in the story about Olive Garden, 250 people are vomiting. Taco Bell, E. coli breakout.
Yeah.
Somebody else had E. coli.
That's because somebody shit in the food.
It's because somebody shit in the food. Now that is a serious.
Yeah, like I don't want to be slurping up some glazed donut from some guy who.
Yeah,
just
you don't want to do
fired
that.
Fired his gravy all over it, but. But
it makes
it
for a good story next Christmas.
Yeah, he's my hero.
But if you eat shit, you could die.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're spending all the time on the news for this guy who wanked it into a salad dressing.
It's news, man.
You ever done anything like that, John? Wanked it into salad dressing?
Oh, dude, all the time.
Really? Where? Here? At your house? Where do you do this?
Don't you remember that onion dip?
Onion dip?
You had that one time?
No, I don't eat dips. Oh. Just for this reason.
Oh, you were sleeping. When they slip some dip in your mouth.
Oh, that wasn't an onion, John.
We're supposed to have Alfie come here. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What is up with him, man?
Do you see him out there?
No,
I don't.
Look
out the window.
All right, let me look. Hold on.
You see?
I have to walk over to the window. Hold on. All right. Then what? I got to wipe the fog. Well, I got to get there first. Yeah, let me wipe the fog off. I think I see somebody.
All right, come on back.
All right. I'm coming back. Hey, don't you have a cough button? Jesus, H.
How's that?
All right, I'm back. I saw somebody out there.
All right.
How does that, does he ring the bell? How does he?
I don't know.
Generally,
he just kind of shows up somehow.
Kind of shows up like Wizzo from the Flintstones.
Oh, I think he's here.
All right, John, let me handle this.
Man, it's good to see you stupid asses here again, man.
What's up, Alfie? Alfie the elf, straight from the North Pole.
Alfie the elf. You got it right, motherfucker.
No doubt about it.
Shit. I've been on the run, man.
Yeah, what's up with that? Santa was here last week looking for your ass.
He's pissed off. I'm through with that shit. I'm out of there.
Why? What happened?
I don't know, man. He's mental.
Santa's mental?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Do you think it's discriminatory at any reason? You know, because you're colored?
Whenever I hear jingle bells, that really freaks me out, man. Oh, shit!
Because you're a colored elf?
Oh, quit
was it
fucking
discrimination?
John. That ain't funny.
Why don't you get
I got him, man. You hear that?
NAACP.
I played the jingle bells and freaked him out. You
yeah,
hear that?
It did.
Oh, fucker, that's funny. Ah, ha, ha. When I pop a cap in your ass, you dumb fat motherfucker.
Well, we're happy to have you here, Alfie.
Oh, thanks.
Because Christmas is coming up soon.
Oh, hell no. No problem, man. I got to come by and tell a nice story for all the boys and girls.
Well, let me ask you some questions before you get to that.
For the cheerings.
So are you, like, barred from the North Pole? You can't go back up there? Or what's going
on? I got some connections up there still, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So Christmas is still an important part of your life, then.
I got to, you know, every time, you know, I got to get up there and do my white lines. Doing some white lines. You know? Hell no. I got a bumper with some big-ass bitches up there. You know what I'm saying? I still got some of my ladies.
Oh, you left some of the hoes.
Oh, you know it.
The ho-ho-hos up there.
You know what? I got to get up there sometime.
Oh, no da.
Anyway, I came here. I've got a story to read here.
All right.
It was a knife before Christmas.
I love that story.
Yeah.
That's a great story. All right, everybody. This is Alfie the Elf. He will read, 'Twas a Night Before Christmas.
Why are you going to say it like
that? I'm just giving you an intro, all right? Is that all right?
I don't know.
Hey, get the chip off your shoulder, man, all right?
I need a backing chip.
Yeah, 40 acres and a mule. Let's go. Get it on.
Oh, hell no. All right, here we go.
Hold on.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
What? Spit the shit out.
Is this your Colt 45 you left out here?
Why?
This 40-ouncer?
It could be.
All right, get this shit out of here, man. I don't need to see this.
All right, hold on. I'll be right there.
All right. We're soon to hear... Boy, Alfie walks loudly for an elf. We're soon to hear Alfie the Elf read, 'Twas a Night Before Christmas.
Let me get me a drink here. Alright. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the crib, not some creature was stirring, not even some crackheads. The stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The cheering was nestled snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums all boogied down in their heads. And Mama in her handkerchief and me in my cap had plum settled our brains down for some long winter's nap. Just hang loose there, brud. When out on the lawn there arose such some clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what's the matter. I'll be bad. Away to the window. I flew like some flash. Told Jimmy the shutters and drew down the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the damn luster a midday to objects below. So cut me some slack, Jack. I'm just reading the way it says, man. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but some miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer with some little old roller so lively and quick I knowed in some moment it's got to be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came and has whistled and shouted and called them dear them motherfuckers by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, he sure can get down too, man. Now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all before 5-0 come and get your ass for double parking, you fat bitch. As dry leaves that before, the damn wild hurricane fly. When they meet with an obstacle mounted to the sky. Oh, hell no. Slap my fro, man. Sells up to the crib. Top. Wait, let me read that again. Slap my fro, man. Sells up to the crib top. The courses they flew. With the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas, too. And then in some twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each tiny little hoof.
What did you say, boof?
Shut up, dumbass. I know what I'm doing. But I gotta play this song again, John. Can you put that back on there? Okay. Yeah, hell no, that's not. What happened in there? The lights went out. All right. Oh, shit. Okay, at a prod of each hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning round, way down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes was all tarnished with ashes and soot. Man, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looks like he just stole them from my neighbor Jack. You know what I'm saying, man?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Hell yeah, man. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks was like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn like a bow. And the damn beard as his chin was as cracker-ass white as the snow. The stump of pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the damn smoke, it encircled his head like some stinky-ass weed. He had a broad face and some little round belly that shook when he laughed like some bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, all right, jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him because he reminded me of my wife's big round ass. A wink of his eye and some twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. That's why I didn't pop a cap in his ass, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I knew
no doubt.
Santa Claus. He rapped not a word, but went straight to his work and filled up the stockings, then turned with some jerk, you know? And laying his finger side of his nose and giving some nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh. His team gave some whistle, and away they flew like the way of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all some badass night." Thank you very much.
All right, Alfie. Hey, man. Stick to your day job, all right, man?
Oh, fuck you, man.
All right.
Why do you be dissing me like that?
No, I'm sorry. I could tell that you were very into that. You were very giddy. You're very excited.
Well, the shit
that
ain't written in Ebonics. It's really tough. Damn.
But I'm surprised you'd have to read that. I thought you'd have to just recite it. You'd have it memorized.
Yeah, but it's been a long time, man. You know, I'm like 300 years old.
Right, you have 300 years to practice.
Shit, yeah, but I ain't done it in a long time. You know what I'm saying, bro?
When was the last time you did it? In the ghetto?
Shit. Way back when, man, 100 years ago.
In the ghetto.
When anybody cared. Nobody gives a shit no more. You can
what
get
you mean,
the shit on the internet.
What the hell does that mean, nobody gives a shit? I give a shit.
I hear there's rumors on the
internets.
You get that shit on the internets now. You can watch TV and stuff. 100 years ago, you didn't have radio and all that shit.
Yeah, you didn't have this.
So
you didn't have
webcasts.
So
people sat around with the story, and they read it by the fire.
By the fire.
Yeah, with the rest of the family, man.
No doubt.
Hey, Alf. It's all gone.
When's the last time you got laid? I need to know.
That's none of your goddamn business,
Come
man.
Come on, man.
I get laid all the time.
When's the last time?
It's been a while. I mean, it's this girl up in Niagara Falls, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. What's your question, man?
I just wanted to know, man.
Okay.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah, hell no.
All right, I got to go, man. No, it's hell no.
So where are you going? You can't go back to the North
Pole? No, I got to get me something to drink.
So where are you hanging out?
I'm just hanging out on the street, you know. I collect money. I got one of them, you know, little red tubs, and I ring a bell out front of Kmart.
All right, Salvation
Army. That's how I'm making money now, man.
That's how you're doing it?
Yeah. They all think I'm putting it for charity, but I'm putting it for charity, all right?
What are you going to do after
Alfie's
the holidays?
Charity. Him? Well, I don't know.
You got to come up with something.
I'll probably make cookies in a tree.
Cookies?
Yeah. Work with Keebler. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Listen to me, man.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They don't hire colored elves in Keebler.
Oh, now it's all about... How do you know what color they are?
Hey, man, I've seen their commercials. They're elves. I've never seen a colored one.
What do you mean colored?
Black.
How do I gotta be black?
Well, I don't know why you have to be black. It's genetic. We were all black at one point.
I'm not human, you stupid fuck. I'm an elf.
I know that.
I didn't evolve from anything, man.
You didn't?
No, I'm mythical. You stupid idiot. What planet are you from, man?
I'm from the planet Earth.
Earth?
What planet are you from?
What do you say with an F?
Yeah, I'm from Earth.
All right, I gotta get the fuck up out of here, man.
John and I are from the planet Earth.
I'm going to come and check you all out at the, the Regal Beagle?
No, the Beacon.
The Beacon.
January 13th, and then we're going to be at Eddie's on January 27th.
All right. Yeah, because I got to lay low until after the holidays, you know what I'm saying? So I might come back and visit you a couple times.
Oh, that'd be sweet, man. No doubt.
All right.
That was a great read. Great read, Alfie.
Thank you, man. All right, well, happy holidays to all your listeners. You too, John, man. You take it easy, all right?
All right, man.
Thanks, man. Alfie reading "'Twas a Night Before Titanus."
Yeah. Oh, that's my music. I got to go.
All right.
Y'all take care now. Can't hear the pitter-patter of my little tiny feet.
All right, man.
Well, that was out of sight. Alfie and "'Twas a Night Before Christmas." I didn't know that was so long.
It's a book. Christmas. But you remember, they don't open up like a memo and read it.
Right.
Right. Okay, Dean. You all right over there, Dean Martin?
It says tongue piercing. Tetanus.
It's named the same, so it's fucking me up.
All right, how are we doing on time?
We're at 23.
All right, let me do one celebrity.
All right.
One science, and then hopefully Phil'll show up.
All right.
Oh, no, you know what? I got politics. We got Phil's already here? That fucker, man.
I think him and Alfie were out in the car smoking a doob.
I got some politics.
All right.
Should I get the door first?
Yeah, hurry up.
All right, hold on.
You got it?
Yeah. When are we going to get Phil a key, man? Yeah, no.
He ain't
going
to get no key to my place. What? Oh.
Hey, man. Come on. Follow me.
Come on back.
All
lockstep.
Right. Yeah. We're making our way back.
Goose step it. All right. Has he got his shit or what?
Yeah, he's ready. He's always ready.
Give him the headphones, would you?
He's got a shit. He's sitting. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't know, gentlemen.
He's a professional, John. Professional.
Oh, I don't want to play.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Settle down.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Celebrity. Do you want to hear about Kevin Federline? Lindsay Lohan or Kirstie Alley?
Yeah, I don't care, man. Just spit it out.
All right. If you don't care, you don't want to hear about any of them.
Into a jar.
You don't want to hear about any of them.
You know what? Do you got any salad dressing over there?
I do not.
I just made my own.
Let me just get through it right away. Federline threatens to write expose. Kevin Federline is going to write an expose.
He can write?
Yes, apparently he can write. It's going to be turned in crayon. The book could include details about his estranged wife's wild drinking, alleged drug use, and her sexual attraction towards other women, John.
Oh, that's hot.
As well as her supposed belief in time travel.
Oh.
She must listen to our show.
Yeah.
And I do have a I brought a clip in. Are you ready to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is clip. This is an audio clip of Kevin Federline's book. Are you ready? Go ahead and play it whenever you're ready.
I don't think that it's fair, as I said before, that it
that's
seems
not
like
the
we
clip,
have
man.
What do you mean? What other clip is there?
Here, just play the clip, all right?
Okay.
All right, here
playing
it is.
The clip. Okay, click.
Yo! That bitch done wrong! Word up! I'm gonna slag that hole! Shit! All right, that was a clip from Kevin Federline.
Was that a clip or yeah, was that a dramatization?
Lohan tries to quit drinking, John. Lohan. And I've had it with Lindsay Lohan. I've had it. She's done. I have no attraction
to
her.
She's dead to you?
She's dead to me. I mean, this is a talented, attractive woman, and she's got the brain the size of a pea. Get her and the W in the same room. They have two chimps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man.
She's desperately trying to get her life under control by attending Alcoholics Anonymous. But here's what she has to say, John. Quote, I've been going to AA for a year, by the way. It's no one's business. That's why it's anonymous, John. I haven't had a drink in 7 days or anything. I'm not even legal, so why would I? I don't drink when I go to clubs. I drink with my friends at home. But there's no need to. I feel better not drinking. It's more fun. I just wanted to, kind of find a balance. I was too caught up. I was, going out just to get, it out of my system. I was going out too much, and I knew that, and I have more to live for than that. No, you don't. All you have to live for is the bottle. You're too goddamn stupid. Now, if you would have listened to our show a year ago, we would have been hired on as your personal PR.
That's right.
Trainers. What do you call it, John, when you look after somebody? What is that called?
Handler.
Handler. There
personal
you go.
Personal assistant.
Handler, bodyguard. And you would have been on the road to superstardom and had an excellent life ahead of you. But no.
Fuck you.
You'd rather suck the bottle.
Yeah.
Fuck you in.
Dude, that guy must have spit something into your mouth.
And maybe he put some mayonnaise in the...
in your beer?
You sound maybe, like the word whore.
Maybe he grabbed some of the... The draft light I was drinking had shot his mayo days in it.
His man gravy?
Yeah, so Lindsay Lohan is talented, attractive, and stupid as all get out. So get your shit together, or it's over for me and you, Lindsay. It's over! Also, Christy Alley says, I have no sex for the first 6 months, John. So if you're interested in dating Christy Alley, she does not have sex.
Oh,
in the first 6 months.
Excellent.
All right, getting on to science news. Science news, John!
Science news.
A teenager barely survived flesh-eating bacteria after getting her breasts pierced.
What?
An infection in one breast led to necrotizing fasciitis, a.k.a. gangrene. Doctors saved her by... Get this. Doctor saved her by removing her breast all the way up to the collarbone. All right.
Oh, wow.
So, girls, don't get your titties pierced, all right?
Yeah.
You may get a flesh-eating bacteria and say goodbye to the boob.
It's not
that hot. You
know
what I'm saying?
I've seen it. It's not that hot.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
On who? Who have you seen it on?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Why not? This is total talk nonsense.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just make it up.
Say Kirstie Alley.
No, on various strippers.
Yeah. All right, then.
It doesn't look... If the nipple's really hard, it looks okay, but when it's not, it looks weird.
What do you mean, weird?
I don't know. It just looks sunken in.
sunken.
Plus, I've seen a guy with them. We used to call him Jingles.
And his nipple?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen a guy with a Prince Albert, too.
In the can?
What?
Albert in the can.
No. He had a big, giant ring through the head of his penis.
You saw that?
Yeah, he showed it to me.
Who was that?
I was out with Volpe. We went to see a band, and the guy was there, and he's like, yeah, this dude's got a Prince Albert. And he overheard it, and yeah, what's that? And he's explaining it to me. Here, you want to see it? Zip. There, I'm like, oh, that's nice. Did that hurt? Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's a ring through the head of his penis.
Through the head of his cock.
And what happens when he gets an erection?
He loves it. He says it's great. It's the greatest experience. Oh, it's huge, though. It's not like he gets an erection and then it strangles his... It's gigantic, this ring. It was like a...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It was
on.
Like a washer.
I mean, this is too overwhelming for me. looked at another guy's cock.
Yeah.
And you're evaluating it.
Yeah.
If that ain't gay, I don't know what is, John.
What do you mean, if that ain't gay?
If some guy whipped out his cock, I would walk away. Even if I was at a base.
You are gay.
And I had to stay there.
You're closeted.
Why would you want to see another guy's
schwanz? I didn't want to see it. It's like an accident,
but
car accident.
But you stayed. You didn't leave.
Why
you
would
stayed.
I leave?
All right, I admit.
I asked the question. I
said,
would
stay as well.
I said, hey, well, doesn't that hurt? He's like, oh, yeah. Want to see it? Well, I said, well, no, not rip.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
hey.
Yeah, okay, that's
oh,
very
yeah.
nice.
You want to suck it? Yeah. I mean, how far
so
is
I did.
It?
Yeah. You freak. No. That's gross.
So, does he have intercourse with women?
Yeah, he says it's phenomenal.
And not only does his schwanz go up there, but this big ring.
They like clink rings. The clit ring and his cock ring go clink, 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 clink. When they meet. I don't know.
Call me traditional, John, but I'm in for the old vaginal penile. I think they call it PVI.
Vaginal for
penile vaginal intercourse.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah, but he's got rings and she's got studs and all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
forget
man,
that.
That's what they're into, you know.
Would you ever get a ring?
No.
Put in the head of your penis?
No, just my ears.
I mean, where would you even go to get that done?
What do you mean? Somewhere that does piercings. They do everything. They pierce everything.
Somewhere that does pierce. Okay, an ear. Okay, I can see that. An
well,
ear.
Well, you don't go to the one in the mall.
Right. And whip it out.
Just wondering, here I'm at Woodfield in front window.
Hey, that might be a good TTN first video cast, because we just go to the piercing places in the mall and whip our schwants out and see if they'll pierce it.
I want to see you get your ear pierced first.
No.
Why?
Why would I do that?
You big chicken ass.
I'm getting my ear pierced.
It'd be funny as ass.
Funny as ass. All right, on to politics, John.
Yeah.
Before we get into politics, let's play a clip by Matt Damon.
All
now,
right.
Matt Damon must listen to our show,
okay.
John. He has to listen
to TTN.
And we're going to find out why after
Scott
we play this clip.
So. Here we go.
That's right.
I don't think that it's fair, as I said before, that it seems like we have a fighting class in our country that's comprised of people who have to go for either financial reasons or, you know, that I don't think that that is fair. And if you're going to send people to war, if we all get together and decide we need to go to war, then that needs to be shared by everybody, you know. And if the president has daughters who are of age, then maybe they should go too.
Yeah. Holy shit. He does listen.
Yeah, we said that how many podcasts ago?
A year ago. I'm
we
sure.
said if the W is so convinced that this is so goddamn important that we're over there in Iraq fighting supposed terrorists in Iraq so that we don't fight them on our own streets, John.
Yeah.
Then why doesn't he send those two dopey, hot ass daughters over
underage
there?
Underage drinking.
To fight in Iraq.
They like fighting over in Cuba or whatever
Argentina.
The hell they were. Argentina. Yeah. No shit, man.
So Matt Damon, we
What's
can add to the
point?
list of listeners of yeah. total talk nonsense, yeah. John.
That is one big pile of shit.
A sphincter says what?
And John, not yeah. surprisingly, the Bush administration is already backing away from most of the proposals put forth by the Iraq Study Group. The New York Times, with unintended comic irony, noted it this way. Administration officials say their preliminary review of the bipartisan Iraq Study Group's recommendations has concluded that many of its key proposals are impractical or unrealistic.
Really?
Thank God we have George W. to protect us from doing anything impractical.
Right.
Or unrealistic in the Middle East. So while Bush may not like any of the group's 79 proposals, John, so impractical and unrealistic, he's ready to adopt its slogan. Do you know what the new slogan is going to be, John?
Like moving forward or...
New way forward.
New way forward.
The new way... It's got W in the middle. New way forward.
Nice.
Newsweek says that next week Bush is expected to announce what he calls the new way forward, his latest plan to salvage the total fuck-up better known as Iraq. The new way forward, John.
Nice.
What goddamn chimp did we put in office? Well, we didn't put him in office.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Fuck you.
No doubt, Scott.
Chimp, John. Chimp.
He's the chimp.
We got a chimp in charge.
I'm having trouble hitting my buttons, man.
Yes. Could you? Yeah, I'd like another glass of
Phil. You ready to go, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that on mic?
Are you ready to go?
I'm sorry. I was just ordering another Kentucky bourbon.
Scott?
But then again, that's redundant. All the good bourbon comes from Kentucky. Everybody knows that.
It's that good bourbon.
So you just say bourbon. I'll have a bourbon. Thank you.
You can only call whiskey that comes from Kentucky bourbon.
Right, John.
Only whiskey from Kentucky can be called bourbon.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Obviously. All right, are you going to play or what? You're going to play.
Yes, I'm going to play.
All right. You ready?
Of course, I'm always ready.
All right.
It'll be a short newscast tonight.
All right.
Because it's the holiday season, John.
Your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
Welcome, Phil.
And our first story tonight. Many studies say the number of male rape victims is probably widely underreported. Next story, John. Iraq Army actively recruiting Saddam's old officers. Isn't meet the new boss same as the old boss? Iraq's army has opened its doors, the prime minister said Saturday, appealing to troops who served under Saddam Hussein for help in curbing the rampant violence. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki reached out to the officers and soldiers who lost their posts after the U.S.-led invasion and ousted Saddam nearly 4 years ago, John.
No.
He imposed few conditions on the return of former military personnel, only cautioning that those allowed to serve in the new army should be loyal to the country and conduct themselves professionally.
Didn't they write a song about him?
I believe they did. Milikilikima is the way to say. The way to say?
Christmas Day. Malaki, isn't that his name?
Malaki, that is right. Milikilikima Malaki. Next story, John.
You okay, Phil? Story.
I've had a little bit of eggnog with some rum tonight, so I'm feeling a little bit above the weather. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Drug charges against the daughter of Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White are dropped after the arresting officer is a no-show in court. Prosecutors dropped charges Friday against Secretary of State Jesse White's daughter because the arresting officer did not show up in court. She was caught up in an undercover police sting, John.
I wonder.
At the Ida B. Wells housing complex earlier this week. Now, Lorraine White claims police roughed her up during the arrest. She spoke exclusively with me, John.
She did.
Secretary of State's daughter and 16 others are accused of attempting to buy drugs from an undercover police officer at the Ida B. Wells housing complex. But Lorraine White claimed she was trying to continue her father's tradition of public service by helping public housing residents find work. And she has been let go as charges were dropped. Next story, John. Aylin Castro telephones Cuba's provincial assembly presidents. Orders three executions to show he still has it. Next story, John.
Nice.
Being gay is in now in Russia. Homosexuals were rare species in Russia some 10 years ago. But homosexual males met one another in secrecy. They might be sent to prison because sodomy was a punishable practice under the penal code, John. Effective at the time. But things have changed drastically these days. It is faddish to be gay in Russia. The lavender invasion has reached the scale of an epidemic. Nowadays, Russians gays launch their own websites, open cafes, and clubs. Next story, John.
Nice.
Natasha Lyonne turns herself in on charges she threatened to molest a dog. Actress Natasha Lyonne, the star of American Pie, accused of threatening to sexually molest a dog, turned herself into a New York court on Friday. A bench warrant was issued for the arrest in January after Lyonne, who has also appeared in Blade and Scary Movie 2, missed four court hearings. The 27-year-old faced a number of charges, including criminal mischief, harassment, and trespassing after accusations.
Was she the flute chick?
She threatened to sexually molest her former neighbor's dog and ripped a mirror off the wall during a 2004 argument. Next story, John. Mother gets jail time for having kids snap nude photos of her. Mother gets jail time for having kids snap nude photos.
Okay.
A former Allentown woman admitted that she ordered her 12-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter to take pictures of her in seductive nude poses, showed up in court wearing jeans today, and they said booty emblazoned on the left rear pocket and luscious on the right. What appeared to be rhinestones, John. Northampton Court Judge Stephen J. Barrett sent Julia Ferguero, 43, to state prison for 9 months to 4 years for endangering the welfare of children. Ferguero's adult daughter jumped to her feet as deputy sheriffs clamped handcuffs on Ferguero's wrists. "Excuse me," she shouted. "Can I say goodbye to my mom?"
Oh, my God.
Lehigh Valley Local Lynx. Oh, I'm sorry. I need an intern. The daughter, who did not give her name but earlier gave her age as 20, continued to sob and yell. "Mom! Mom!" Barrett shed sharply. "This isn't fair."
She shed it sharply.
The daughter screamed. Next story, John. 30 minutes of sex burns more than 200 calories, John. 30 minutes of sex burns more than 200 calories. If masturbation did that, John would weigh 100 pounds. Wow. Next story, John.
Did you write that?
That's funny, Phil. Teacher fired for telling her students that Santa Claus does not exist. Repeat, Santa Claus does not exist. A primary school sacked a woman teacher for telling heartbroken 9-year-olds there is no Father Christmas. Parents were furious when tearful youngsters went home saying they had also been taught elves and fairies did not exist either.
Okay, wait a minute.
I think all they have to do is listen to John and Scott at TTN. Yeah. And Santa and elves, have you had any fairies on your show? Oh, yes, Tony Hearn was on your show. The supply teacher in her 30s had her contract terminated after complaints of the head. Mom,
Amanda Pavencena said her daughter was shocked to be told, "You are old enough to know there is no Santa or fairies. If you ask your parents, they will also say there is no such thing."
No, they're going to lie.
Amanda said, "It's taken away the magic." The mom of another pupil at Balmero Junior High School in Sutton Coldfeld, West Midlands, said, "Everyone is disgusted. Head Diane Thomas Ward confirmed we have followed up on a matter with the agency." Next story and last story tonight, John. Nicole Richie arrested for DUI. Nicole Richie arrested for DUI. Did I mention this was the last story, John?
Yeah, yeah.
Nicole Richie arrested for a DUI. She then promptly eluded police by turning sideways and disappearing. And that's the news, John.
Yeah. All right, great, Phil. Thanks again for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. I guess
we'll
see you.
Looking forward to the big Christmas show next week.
What? All right, I guess you got to go now.
Yeah, I got to go now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming.
I got to go hump it up.
All right.
Alfie, look out, baby. Bye-bye.
Oh. What was all that commotion?
Hey, man. We got to thank the fans again. Another year towards the holidays, and they stuck by us.
Episode 80, we got 20 more until the big 100.
More?
What are we going to do for the big 100, John?
I don't know. Hopefully not that.
Ugh.
But thanks to all the fans for listening to us and sending us emails and hanging out in the forum. And as a matter of fact, Poet left something. There's something called Free Album from Fat Records. And it's pretty awesome. I downloaded it. It's a free download of NOFX or NOFX, if you call it that. The Gimme Gimmes, TLA Against Me. And more, a bunch of stuff, really good punk tunes. So check it out in the forum. There's a link to it. Kudos to Poet for finding that. You can download a whole album for free, some really good punk stuff from Fat Records, fatrec.com. One of my favorites, because me first in the Gimme Gimmes is that's their label. Not their label, but what they put all their tunes on.
Right.
Distributed by them. Mm. All right, so we're out of here, man.
80 in the can.
80 in the can. Thanks for listening. See you later. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
We're out of here.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott
on Total Talk Nonsense.